It's time to check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. So, you say you're getting a new TV package. Back in the day, which is now last week, you'd get a bundled plan with your TV, computer, and your landline, which you might never use, but you want to keep it because the recorded message had your beloved late dogs in the background. Oh, wait, that's me. Anyway, that was pretty much the package. Yeah, computer, TV, landline. And now, for the first time, you can bundle your TV and your cell phone service. Less than 2 weeks after AT&T officially acquired DirecTV, the merged company is offering that bundle. Customers will get their wireless phone and TV bills together for a total of about $200 a month, at least initially. Smaller cable companies and some consumer advocates are not happy, but some analysts are saying this new marriage is a good deal for consumers. So let's check in with Ina Fried, senior editor of mobile for Recode. Ina, welcome.
Good to be here.
And we're looking at a $49 billion merger, which, again, the FCC approved. They say it didn't constitute a monopoly. And right off the bat, this new deal. So what does this new deal say to you about whether this merger was a good thing or not?
Well, it shows what AT&T's main interest here is, which is being able to offer this quad play, if you will, you know, one more thing in the bundle, and something that their competitors can't offer, which is why they wanted to do this in the first place. Rather than have to compete on price, they can say, here, we can bundle everything for you.
Okay, I got to back you up. Quad play.
So you mentioned the three that you normally get, your home phone, internet, and home TV. They're adding wireless service on top of that. They had been able to do that in a few markets where they offered their own flavor of TV service over internet lines. Here they're being able to do it nationwide thanks to the DirecTV satellite.
Yeah, and tell us a little more about how having a cell phone in this new bundle changes things for consumers. For instance, I'm thinking and reading that you don't have to wait for that satellite or dish to be installed to watch.
Yeah, you know, there's lots of options for getting these services, and I always think that the service providers overemphasize the benefits of being able to bundle everything together. I just want to pay less. I'm okay with a couple bills. You know, what intrigues me or doesn't intrigue me is whether I'm actually going to save money. And typically, as these are out of the gate, they're always a good deal at the beginning. And typically, there's a lot of strings attached. After a year, the price goes up, but you're in a two-year contract or some such thing.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because, first of all, AT&T is saying, they're the ones saying, hey, you don't have to wait for the satellite dish, which is one of the worst parts of cable. You can watch what you buy right on your phone or your tablet, right, when you sign up at the store. In fact, you can watch there forever. But I was going to ask you about that initial offer of $200 a month for this. It can't possibly stay there.
Well, it can if you do the basic minimum. So this is very attractive on the phone side. You're talking about a family line with four lines. So if you have four people in the family that each want their own phone line, but you don't use a ton of data, you know, that's a great deal. They're typically expecting that you'll actually need to pay for more. And then on the TV side, this is a very basic package. For me, you know, I spend practically that just for TV, but it's because I want the sports channels and all sorts of things. So typically the price that lures you into the store or online in this case is, you know, for a basic package. And then they're going to sell you on more.
Yeah, and they're going to have a lot of sweeteners like a trade-in credit for a new smartphone, things like that. Well, everybody's buying everything. Dish has been rumored to be in merger talks with T-Mobile. Comcast bought NBC Universal, Verizon buying AOL. What does this do for consumers, the fact that it's not just cable buying cable and these are sort of interfaith marriages, if you will? What does that do for consumers?
Well, I think what you're seeing is fewer and fewer companies that are able to offer this, and they can offer more things. So again, if you're really into getting a bundle, it's great news. It does mean overall we're seeing somewhat less competition, but not in the way that we've seen it in the past. You know, it's not there's only one company in each category, so it avoids monopoly issues. But what you are seeing is a bunch of big companies getting bigger. And typically that does make it harder for smaller competitors because it's hard to compete. So you take a company in wireless like T-Mobile, they can offer you a better smartphone price, but they can't offer the complete package that an AT&T can. And that's what AT&T is trying to do here. They're trying to say, we can offer you more than just your smartphone.
Right. And for those trying to keep up with cell phone, Netflix, cable TV, internet, you know, Is it just something we're going to evolve to accept and do?
You know, I think there's two directions that we're seeing this go. I think we're seeing you know, older consumers, and I'd put myself in that category, going to this bundle of traditional services, so from the big companies. And then we're seeing a new generation that's just not used to getting these things. They don't want a landline. They don't even really want cable TV. What they want is Hulu and Netflix. And so they're happy to pay for just internet and get all the stuff over the internet. I mean, realistically, all this stuff travels over the internet. You don't need a separate TV package. And you know, the kids have figured that out and they're paying less.
And here I am holding on to my landline because it has a recording of the dog. Ina Fried, senior editor of Mobile for Recode. She spoke with us from KQED in San Francisco about a new package from AT&T and DirecTV. And we'll keep an eye on that. Ina, thank you.
Thanks.